It was all good just a week ago. Niggas feel they sell, and they watch the phone drop. Niggas kill they sell. What niggas gon' do, ho? Just a new crack on a new stove. I'm in two though, true that. Niggas telling me, you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, bet she suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clip, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, ho, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we speaking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking bitches out like Pam, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Me and Jigga. And the nigga still young. When I had no kids, but I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as shit. Had a few white girls, had this flat as shit. But the heads are good, damn a nigga glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building, watch out below. A million out the door, I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know.
Y'all mad at me for? Y'all don't even know what I've been through. I pray chicken with a Mack truck. Y'all motherfuckers would've been moved. I swam waters with great whites. Y'all motherfuckers would've been chewed. I hustle with vultures late nights. Y'all motherfuckers would've been fooled. Fuck around these fools. Try to walk around in these shoes. See the shit I saw growing up. Then maybe you can take a peek at these fools. Niggas fantasize about the shit that I do daily. Like these rappers rap about all the shit that I do really. I'm like really half a billion, nigga, really. You got baby money, keep it real with niggas. Niggas ain't got my lady money. Watch the phone, don't step on our road. Bad enough, you let you step on our glove. When my nephew died, daddy's dead. Nigga took the price of my uncle's head. Nobody called the cops, my uncle blessed. I don't feel like I relaxed on my uncle. Who's brat? Bow down, for the pay homage. Don't spill hate all of my garments. Call me Garcon, fuck your fresh. Headshots, nigga, fuck your best. Fuck pig, no punk on my fault. Peace, God, cause you know a nigga just went ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am. Yeah, I'm about to go ham.
Subject, we never dismiss. Big talk and brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talk and brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big Talking Brewskis with Marissa Smith.
All right, happy Friday. Marissa Smith is not here this weekend, but you got Rodney Daniels right here in the building with you. And I'm sitting here with Katie Jo. How are you, Katie Jo?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. So usually we always start the segment off by asking, how did your week go? But I have to talk about my week really quick because it was just, like, phenomenal. First, on Monday, I was filming this show on Netflix called 7 Seconds. Produced and starring Regina King. And so, like, I got picked to be a featured extra. My name is actually going to be on the credits. It was, like, a 12-hour, like, shoot. I was in 2 different scenes. I was just like, oh, my God. This is, like, my dream, like, realized, like, happening. Then on Tuesday, my boyfriend proposed.
Oh, my God.
So, I am officially engaged. Yay! Getting married. He was like, baby, meet me at the courthouse. We went and got the license. He got me a white sapphire, you guys. It is beautiful.
Yes.
Yes. And titanium. Yes. Because I love this unbreakable.
Yay. All right. Yeah. You're having an amazing week. I have nothing to say. What did I do? I ate a lot. Got ramen on Tuesday.
You had some ramen? Did you go to like a ramen, like specialty ramen place? Or did you make it at home?
No, I went out. I had a show at the Eastville Comedy Club.
Okay.
And then a friend of mine, he's like very into Japanese culture, so he came to the show and then he took me to a spot on St. Mark's. And I don't remember what it's called, but I would probably pronounce it wrong anyway.
Okay, no worries.
Yes, but, yeah.
Ramen is delicious.
Yes.
I'm, like, into Japanese culture, too. Like, I had a Japanese and Chinese roommate when I lived in L.A.
Cool.
And it's just, like, they always have rice cookers. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like, every Japanese house.
You have to be
ready. Yeah, you have to be, like,
right.
All the time. Like, it's always cooking rice, and there's always rice ready.
Well, it's, like, white people always have, like, a Brita filter and, like,
that
Japanese
is so true.
Right? Like there are staple items you're going to find in every house.
Right? What do black people always have? Fryers. Okay. Mm-hmm. Kool-Aid. Mm. It's like a need.
You know,
just in case, right? You got to be ready, right?
Yeah. God, I'm so happy for you.
I am, like, really excited.
Yes.
It's like,
and now you have, like, a long holiday weekend.
Yes.
You can just celebrate.
No, I will be working.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah. You know, the 9 to 5. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, you can just.
I mean, but it's okay. Celebrate. We have a hotel. We're going to spend the night tonight together. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
Love a good, like, staycation.
Staycation with my fiance.
Oh.
I
so
know.
Weird to say that.
Fiance.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Oh my God. So exciting.
Yes. Yes. I'm super excited.
Yes. Like,
what?
Does it feel like weird having the ring on?
It does. Like yeah. He put it on me, and like I haven't taken it off except for the shower. And then like, you know, you slept with it on and like, woke up in the middle of the night and looked down and was like, oh shit.
Like, oh God.
Oh God, I really, this is really happening. Like, I really am engaged.
Yay. Aww.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. I'm excited.
I am on Bumble and very much alone.
Right. No. Hey, I met him on Grindr. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Miracles happen.
That's,
right.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That is good advertising.
Yeah. You know. I mean. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that probably made guys run.
Yeah. Well, like, no.
No.
I don't know what I signed up for. She just wants a booty.
Yeah. No. That's like been a lot of like the gay guys' reactions that I know. Like, oh yeah, I'm getting married. They're like, what? Like,
good for
you. One.
Oh, how long have you guys been together?
It's been a couple of months.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, it's like
sometimes
one of those things.
You just know.
When you know, like, you know.
You know. And if you're like at that point in your life.
I am. We're both
ready?
Like, you know, in our 30s. And it's like. Fuck it. What are we waiting for?
Yeah, that's not my parents, I don't think, dated that long.
Mine didn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they were both just at that point in their life. They were like, all right, we're ready to get married.
Yeah, let's just do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yay!
And, cool.
Oh, love. Love it. Oh, good.
Well, have you ever been married?
I have not.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Me either.
Just just waiting to get a phone call one day.
Right.
Like you were a child bride. yeah, no, not married. Yeah, I don't know. Just doing the dating thing. I'm 25.
Oh, so you're a youngin.
Yeah.
So please, I always had this mantra when I was in my 20s, keep your 20s to yourself.
Okay? Yeah.
Like, don't get married, don't
I'm
have any babies.
Myself right
until
now.
You're like in your 30s, right?
Yeah.
We got Jason Cross in the building.
That's the shit you're talking about, keep your 20s to yourself. You just got engaged, goddammit.
I know, I'm in my 30s,
now all of a sudden, just keep your 20s to yourself.
Keep your 20s to yourself. But, you know, I'm in my 30s, so shit, now I got to lock it down.
Yeah, so let's see the jewels.
It's a white sapphire titanium.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. I saw it. I was like, God damn, you move quick.
Yeah.
I love it.
Gaze move at warp speed.
Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
He's engaged as well.
Yeah. Oh, congrats.
Are you engaged as well?
I am not.
I was about to say, this is an engaged show.
Yeah. No.
I'm on Bumble.
I'm dating myself. Yeah.
So how did you propose?
On an airplane.
On the airplane?
Oh. Yeah, going to Chicago. Then I had my family meet us when we landed. With a sign that said, welcome to the family.
Did you like put the ring in like some like pretzels or like peanuts?
That's not a bad idea, but
right?
No. I just had it in my pocket.
I didn't know if there was like an airplane themed.
Yeah. That would have been nice though.
Like
and a bag of peanuts that open and walk
right,
with right
yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, there's a ring in here.
Wait,
oh,
that's not the bag. No, that's not.
Right. The bag gets mixed up.
Did the flight attendants give you guys champagne or anything?
They gave us 2 bottles of champagne.
Oh yes. Yeah. All right, that was a fun
They gave
flight.
Us 2 bottles to take home and then they gave us 2 drinks on the plane.
Wow.
And then the pilot came and did some old school shit. He gave us like wings. He said, I know you guys are a little too old for this. And gave us wings to
the
button
wings
on.
The wings of love.
Yeah. The wings of love.
That was like the season of The Bachelor. Do you guys watch? Probably not. All
yeah,
right.
My
well,
fiance
the Bachelor.
Watch it all the time. Yeah.
And the new Bachelorette, Rachel.
Yeah, as Black.
Yes. Well, and she's stunning.
I think it's a shame everyone's so excited about it.
Yeah.
Well, just because it's like, damn, look where we are in time. And every time a nigga do something for the first time, we like, yeah.
Meanwhile, it's like always.
Damn, if they don't want you, walk away.
To be the first Black person at anything, you know,
okay,
like.
Damn, the first Black person to do the Bachelor right? or whatever the fuck. The show. Like, are we really here? Were we taking those as wins?
Right. Well, and the fact that it took this long, like I think it's like the 20-something
season. Has there ever been a Latin Bachelorette?
No.
They've all just been white women.
Yes. Has there ever been a Chinese Bachelorette?
And it's been so boring. But I keep watching.
It's the same for the Bachelor, right? There's only been like... There's been one Latin Bachelor.
Yeah, well, yeah, but he was right? like... He wasn't. He was like
He was like
white.
A whitewash.
He was like De La Hoya Latin.
Right.
Oscar De La Hoya Latin.
Right. We
yeah.
like,
Like, what? European conqueror.
Right.
Turned.
Spain. Doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, he was...
Like his, like his grandfather
and
fuck
turned,
one of the native girls.
Yes, exactly.
We like just that. Completely, like, stripped him of his Latin card. That was wild.
Colonialism. Down a few generations. Oh, wow.
But yeah, man, is that really a victory? It's like, fuck.
Oh, I mean...
I've read a couple articles about it that, like, argue both sides.
Really?
Like, some people are like, it's just... It's sad that this has to be such a big deal. But other people are like, well, it's good because it's forcing all of these white people to watch a Black woman be the center of attention. And there's
I would
she's
really like
black
to see the
men
I
and
like
white
to see the ratings.
And
if the ratings
I think
took
she's
up like, this
doing really well.
But I feel like
yeah.
she has to keep a Black guy and a white guy in the running the whole season.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
to keep
we'll
it
see
interesting.
What she does.
Because like, if she doesn't... Oh, yeah. I Love New York.
I Love New York. Yeah. Actually, it's sort of like I Love New York.
That was a good show.
Yeah. That's true.
Actually, well, yeah.
I guess it's just because it's this specific franchise that has been so whitewashed for so long. But
completely whitewashed.
Yeah.
How you guys feel about American Idol coming back?
It is? I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have you? Okay, there's like a war going on between like NBC and ABC.
Really?
Because ABC has The Voice, right? Or is it NBC? One of them has The Voice. And they have...
Like NBC has The Voice.
They heard that American Idol was coming back, so they booked Kelly Clarkson and Jennifer Hudson to be on The Voice.
Jeez.
Even though...
Oh, damn.
They
came heavy.
Right.
They shut that shit down.
Even though those people were on American... Exactly. Oh, yeah.
They already won.
Exactly. So oh. so then now
wow, that's really like a that's like alliances.
Yes, right.
They dropped spades on them motherfuckers early. They cut diamonds early.
For real. They're like, okay. And so but now they're trying to they booked Katy Perry as like the new American Idol judge. She's gonna do Idol.
Oh man, the voice went a blind seven on their ass, man.
Right. Anytime you take the first winner of American Idol and put her onto The Voice, like, sorry.
They took their best.
Dang.
Unless Josh Gorini comes back.
Right?
What's Ruben up to? That's what I'd like
damn,
to know.
Whatever happened to him?
Right? I think about
I don't know.
I thought he was supposed to be the new Luther Vandross or something.
He was, and then he just... he fell off. Yeah, see what Ruben said. I know he went through a divorce, right? He got married and then...
Ruben said was married?
Yeah, he was married. And has a couple of kids, actually. And is divorced now. But we're gonna fact check that, Rima.
Maybe he's gonna get his own dating show. You are
just saying. What? Just saying. You get that thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh my! Wait.
You had to be thinking the same thing.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, yeah. It's The Voice.
Just saying.
But it's like when you're on like shows like Idol. There's, like, a lot of people that end up, like, not doing so great, I feel like.
Right.
It's kind of hard to, like...
Who's the hottest person? Kelly Clarkson, right?
No, I would say...
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood is probably the most paid.
Right?
Yeah, because she gets...
Yeah, she's been doing
Gotten, like, Grammys and stuff. So that's Kelly Clarkson, I feel like.
Did Fantasia win?
Fantasia won, right? Yeah.
Okay.
She's on Empire, right? Yeah.
She's on Empire. Yeah. She's just like the gospel fest is like coming up or something. Yeah. She's going to be like on that.
She was in the, Jennifer she Hudson was on Broadway lost. A couple times.
Yeah. Ruben Sutter's doing great.
He's losing weight, losing it, gaining it. He's really on that Vandross path.
I hope he's being healthy about it, but you don't know.
You never know.
Ruben. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll sleep better
tonight. Right, exactly. Yeah. We were thinking about you, Ruben. I voted for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it cost a call then?
No, it was free. It's free.
I thought it cost money.
When Idol first came out, like, I was just all about it. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a
voted for Jennifer Hudson. I was pissed when she lost.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they'll bring back Simon. No, Simon's on other
show. Oh, Simon. He refused.
Really?
He refused to do it, yeah.
Why?
Is that why he went away for a while? Because he, like, left the show?
Well, the show, after he left the show, the ratings just steadily went down.
It just, yeah.
And they have Ryan Seacrest coming back, which is, like, crazy, because he just is doing Live with Kelly.
He's going
to have to fly from Live with Kelly, like, film it Monday through Thursday, and then fly to, like, Los Angeles to do...
He's going
to
take over that show.
He is going to take over that show.
Kelly's not going to be around for much longer. They setting her ass up.
Right, that was definitely a setup.
I feel it. Ryan, like, you know what I'm saying? He's not going to play that second
He
role.
Does take over everything. He's like...
He's not going to play that passenger seat
too
long.
I did not know he was on the show with Kelly.
Where have you been?
I watch everything on my computer.
Booked as the live.
If I'm not in a doctor's office, I don't know what's going on in like live daytime television.
Yeah, he's gonna be on Live with Kelly.
No,
because you know she didn't have a host for like a year.
Michael Strahan just
I heard about that.
Yeah,
and they replaced him with Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
She's doomed.
Yeah, but before Seacrest, though, she interviewed like 50 different co-hosts. Everybody was on the show.
Really?
Jerry O'Connell. Trial runs. Anderson Cooper. Like, lots of people.
Anderson Cooper?
I like that.
See, the thing is that interesting. I don't like it.
But
it
he's
is,
so,
it
like,
wasn't balanced.
News. That's so... I can't... I mean, I can picture him being, like, a...
I mean, I really like his balanced, daytime though. Show, though. Did you guys ever watch the Anderson Cooper show?
Oh, I love Anderson.
Oh,
I just don't like him on
that
show.
Yeah, he had like an Anderson, like, Cooper, like, daytime show.
I just don't like him on that show. Gosh. Like, Michael gave it balance.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan.
But did you hear about all the, like, behind the scenes? Like, they, like,
hated each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they, like, only talked
I don't know. That might be a cover.
On air.
That might be a cover.
Do you guys
you know
watch
what I'm
Broad
saying?
City?
She was too upset when Mandingo left. Like, something was going on.
Mm, don't know.
We're talking about Michael. Upset.
We're talking about Michael Strahan now, though.
We talking about
the
a
streets have been talking for a while.
Football oh, really?
Yeah.
Don't say that shit out loud, man. No, I was at a show. He don't like comics to talk about him at all.
Who, Michael Strahan?
Yeah, he don't bullshit, man. Oh my gosh, he don't play.
What?
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker.
Okay, yeah, I wouldn't want to get hit.
Yeah,
by
take
him.
That shit back. take it back, quick.
Oh my god, should like I'm gonna run into Michael. I mean, well, you never know, shit.
Michael Strahan is gonna take a hit out on all of us.
Nah, not a hit. He's doing
gonna,
shit himself.
Someone punch me in the face.
Okay.
Please, somebody put that on TMZ. Yeah.
You heard it here first.
Right?
Michael Strahan threatens local radio host.
Right?
You living on the edge, Rob. First Trick Daddy, now Michael Strahan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Damn, man. Who's next?
I'm not. Okay, damn. I'm going to be like that radio host to just be outing motherfuckers.
You like the new Wendy Williams.
Like, yeah, that's because Wendy used to out people all the time when she was on the radio.
Yeah, she was like crazy with it, yo.
Yeah, like everybody crazy. Hated her. There's people that still won't go on her show now because of really? Like. Because
she fucked up relationships. She told who was with Superhead.
Yep.
Who was supposedly closeted.
You're like,
you know, do you know who Superhead is?
I don't.
Oh my god. Well, you can infer by her name.
Yeah.
Got it.
You can infer by her name. She went around the NFL, NBA.
Oh.
And
the rap game.
Oh, yeah. And she and then she wrote a book about it in the early 2000s where she literally named.
And she was like,
names.
Shaq's dick wasn't as big as I thought it was for someone his size.
Wait, and then she said he sweated out the sheets to the point where like, she had to flip her mattress over.
Yup.
Oh my.
That graphic.
And she called out Bobby Brown and Jay-Z and Method
Jay-Z,
Man.
Yep.
And
she did everybody. Mystical.
Bill Maher. She was with Bill Maher. Bow Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The dude from. What's the show with Mr. Winslow? And Urkel. And Urkel.
Family Matters.
Yeah, brother on there, him.
Ah.
Mm. I'm going to read this book and then like be really like
Confessions
excited
of a Video.
It.
It's called Confession of a Video Vixen.
Oh, I've heard of this. Okay, I'm going to read it and then like be really excited and talk to everyone about it. And they'll be like, that's so irrelevant, Katie. Like, we don't care. I'm going to read it
you
out.
You never know.
I mean, hey, we talked about her last week, too. We should get her on the show.
We did. We talked about Superhead last week.
Did we talk about her? I feel like we did.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we talked about Superhead. Trick Daddy.
Oh, my gosh. Stop bringing that up.
long story. It's a Rodney story.
Right,
yeah.
How was your week?
My week was all right.
What'd you do? Nothing interesting?
You know, it's like, I do it, it's done. I don't really, like, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't take notes. I'm going to kill him with this shit when I come. It's like, I did
well,
it,
we
I live.
And nothing can compare to the week that Ronnie is.
No, I don't even know what I did 10 minutes ago. I know I left the gym and now I'm here.
Okay.
I really, no, seriously, I'm like, it's not my memory's gone. I just.
Damn. That's, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't go
but
to
you
the
had
show.
An incredible week.
I had an incredible week. Yeah, before you came in, I was talking about I'm going to be on a show for, it's called 7 Seconds with Regina King.
Oh, shit. No, you told me last week.
But no, like, and I got booked for it, and like this time I was a featured extra.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yes,
yeah, you
it
told
was
us
like,
that last week.
Was doing like some action.
Why
it was like
make
a 12-hour
up
shoot.
In this piece.
That's
it was
so
crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
You get your Zad card with it, right?
No, I don't have any lines yet. So, okay. But they keep calling me back. So I that's
did
my
you get a voucher for it?
Yes, I got a voucher.
Okay.
Get 3 of those, you'll get your SAG card. Join,
I'll
bro.
I'll have that tomorrow. Like next week, when they book me again, I'll have like 3 vouchers then.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then you have to join. You
yeah.
have to join.
Yay.
Welcome to the union, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that what, $5,000 due that I have to pay?
Don't know.
It might be less for SAG.
It's like 2.
Yeah, I think it's like 1 or 2.
No. It's close to 5.
Five?
Yeah.
Don't listen to me. I'm not the union. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna find out, huh?
Let us know. Report
well, once
back.
They merged, the price went up. When SAG and AFTRA merged, the price went up.
Oh, that's right. Because I know a lot of people, like when that was gonna happen, they joined AFTRA
because it was like $1,200,
$1,400,
and
then
SAG was
$3,500. They were automatically part of SAG once the merger went through.
Got it because I had to join both of them because I got down to 2002, so I had to join both of them. So fucking mad, man.
Oh. How long does it last for, though? Once you, like...
Ever?
Oh, okay, as long so you as pay, pay the fee once, and then...
Well, you gotta pay yearly dues.
There's yearly dues, but they're not as much.
No, you that's pay, like, 5 G's up front, and, like, $300, $400, $500, $600, $800 a year, depending on your income, your earnings.
Okay. Wow. Right? Like, one day.
I don't know the last time I had that much money in my bank account.
Yeah, time. I mean, yeah. This is true.
What, $5,000?
No, I remember the last time that happened. So I'm really not sure if I won.
What? No?
$5,000 in the bank?
No?
You're like, yeah, you're like, I bet he. Right.
Uh-huh. He said, yeah.
I'm 25. Uh-huh. I have no money.
20, where are you from?
I'm from Philly.
Okay, cool. East Coast girl in a big, bigger city.
Yeah.
I was going to say big city.
I moved really far away.
Yeah. How long have you been in New York?
I moved up in September.
Oh, so you moved blood.
You're fresh still.
Yeah.
Only one winter in.
Yep.
Like, what area you live in?
I'm up in Harlem.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What part?
Right off the 23, like,
I don't tell the address, just be like, okay. 125, because, you know, yeah. We got some creepers on there. Rodney would give everything up. Right? Rodney was like, I live in Queensbridge on 145th on the temple. I'm like, damn, like, kid, you're giving up.
All the crazy.
So 125th, I got you.
I'm right near where they're building the new contentious Whole Foods.
Near Sylvia's.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give my haircut over there.
Yeah.
That's a nice strip, man. Red Rooster and all those. Oh my God, that shit is popping Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, yeah.
Man, every night. Every
I was
going to
say, every night is popping over there.
I went there once on Monday. It was packed.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's always popping.
And they always have, like, the live music downstairs. Yeah. And there's always, like, it's like a club hanging. Every night. It's really fun.
I dig it, man. My cousin promotes a show up there that I go to.
Okay.
It's like a spoken word kind of jazz and... What do they call it? Neo soul shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
With comedy?
No comedy.
No.
No comedy. It's all singing and.
Okay,
singing. I am a flower because I have the fragrance of. And I blow in the wind. Yeah, that kind of shit. And I just wanted to be back there like, shut up. It's been done before.
Right, over and over again.
Yeah. Over and over. Even the rhythm and that voice.
We are bored. Do something else.
Do something else. It was cool in the 90s, but now this shit is a bit
now
redundant.
Now we have internet.
Damn.
Sound like 20-year-old, 25-year-old. It's true, though.
That is true.
But don't you get bored with the redundance of, like, the voice and this and some of the shit people do in the arts?
Right.
Like, the being creative business is just a lack of creativity across the board, and it's sad.
Just because you're regurgitating something doesn't mean it's art.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's the exact same shit, the exact same cadence, the exact same metaphor, everything.
Yeah.
Right. It's not still a material.
Yeah.
You want to say something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to compare themselves to the earth.
Have you ever had somebody steal your material?
Yeah, actually, like, the next week, I used to do this spot over in Times Square, and I did a joke, and they worked off that premise well right in front of me, and all the comics turned around and looked at me. I was like, what are you going to do?
No.
Did it, like, right after you?
Not right after me, the next week.
Oh, the next week?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Creepy.
But I say, fuck it, nobody could grow their hair like mine. You get what I'm saying, man? Let them take it. If they could take it, that mean it wasn't dope enough.
Okay.
That's
like
the way I look at it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I remember we were doing a show. I remember all the comics were talking about how they couldn't have sex. Like, oh, I can't get girls. I'm having trouble having girls. I was like, I really don't have that kind of problem. When I went on, I was like, that's something no one could steal because no one would believe them. You know what I'm saying?
You don't have that problem. Yeah.
Like, sure. I don't have that problem. I get pussy all the time. That's when I was 25. And just wild.
Modeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Modeling. Before cocaine and tequila.
Now he's on a straight and narrow.
Now I'm on a straight and narrow. Right. Got banana, my little bag over there. Banana and celery.
I couldn't imagine Jason Cross crazy like that.
Dude,
what? Back in the day?
Yeah.
How long have you been in New York?
2001.
Wow.
You're still goddamn. Good Lord.
I was in
oh my gosh, you weren't even in double digits yet.
Right?
You were nine.
The towers went down.
Oh my god.
Damn, when you were nine, I was.
You just looked her up and down like fourth grade.
Damn, when you're nine, I was fondling women in the bathroom at club.
Right. Oh no.
No, not in an illegal way.
They were into it.
They wanted the fondling.
It's always been legal.
Right. Yeah.
That word has such a bad connotation. If you say fondling, they're like, you know it just means.
Was everyone awake?
Catch it, right? Was everybody awake?
Yeah. Now, it has to be that way. Like, nah, it's like, just ego-wise, like, I couldn't even really be with someone that was super drunk.
Yeah.
I don't use the alcohol as a crutch to get it. I like want people to be into me for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just egotistical. Maybe I don't want to go to jail. I don't know.
That's right. But it's like,
good way
just
to
like
be.
Nobody likes Joe. Right.
Well, no, but you know, it's like, if I knew someone was with me for dollars and cents or a car, it would cheapen the relationship totally. I would feel incomplete.
Yeah.
You know, like when you see guys and you're like, oh, he must have a lot of money. But you want, you know. I wouldn't want to be that guy. Gotta have it because of the swag. Otherwise, it's like not worth having.
Right.
People are always trying to date me for the perks.
Uh-oh. You know,
yeah, what's the perk?
And my car and like.
Uptown has some huge fucking apartments.
And you
have a car in the city?
I'm about to say,
you want to open up for me on the road? I need a ride.
What's your parents do in Philly, nah?
Don't tell comics you have a car in New York. You will open up for everyone.
They'll be like,
oh, okay. No, because they'd be like, yo, you want to do a show in Virginia? Yeah, if you don't mind driving.
Yeah, you want to drive? Well, I'll give you gas money.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
No, they'll split the gas with you. You know, these cheap motherfuckers up here. Yeah. I'll split the gas.
They won't even
with
mention
you.
The gas.
I'm like, thank you. They get out right away.
Right.
Fake sleep at the tolls.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What?
I do when I get on the megabus. I, like, put my bag down on the seat next to me, and then I pretend to fall asleep right away so no one will come over and be like, can I stay here?
Oh, I know, I'm a horrible person.
Oh, my gosh. You're
I'm
woman.
Because
I
that's
hate
woman
people
spreading.
Sitting
yes,
next to me
that's
like
woman
that,
spreading.
That's women's, women's
oh my
spreading.
God. I was always wondering what the equivalent was.
That's women's.
That's
you know how men spread their legs on the train.
Women
like, close your legs.
Purse.
There's room. You spread your purse.
Oh, you, oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
Women spread
their purse.
Yeah.
Because they put it right here next to them.
I want it to look like it'd be really inconvenient to ask me to move it.
Do you
so
do the
horrible.
Same thing on the two-seater part of the train?
No,
like,
oh my god, no. I would never do that on the subway. I'm not a monster. But like on the megabus,
I'm not a monster.
I'm not a monster.
I want to sleep on the bus. And the thing, I won't do it if it's like a totally sold-out bus. Like if it's obvious.
Okay, so if it's
like,
obvious,
yeah,
it's seats,
I'm
then
not
gonna.
I'm not gonna do it. But like if it's like, you know, if it's gonna come down to like, the thing is, I look very nice, so people.
That's what
come
I was about
to
say.
Me,
I wouldn't expect you to do something so
right,
underhanded.
Well, that's the thing.
Underhanded.
People always come. I'm like a magnet for people to be like, you know, they have
for people
options
to fuck
of
with.
Where they want to sit.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Always
you
come
have that
to me
face
first.
That they want to sit.
Exactly.
Like,
they'll be like, oh, she's nice. Like she'll say yes. So if I ever want to like make sure I get a seat to myself, I have to like play these shady games. Yeah,
what you should do, what you should do,
like we can share.
Take the outside seat and put your bag on the inside. Do you take the inside and put your bag on the outside?
Yeah, because
usually
like,
people
like me, I like to look out the window.
Yeah, like
usually people
window.
Don't
want to
step over you though.
Yeah, that's a good. That's
but then
cool.
I feel like when people are like that though, like I'll blatantly ask you if I could just sit next to the window because
excuse me
because you don't want the window clearly and I'd rather have the window.
I don't like stepping over people if I gotta get up.
Be next to the window.
Like if I have to get up to go to the bathroom, I hate stepping over people.
Oh, okay.
I'm always the aisle sitter.
Really?
I hate stepping over people. Like, excuse me.
To the point, like when I'm booking my flight, I'll look to see where the seat is and book a window seat.
You know, you could choose your seat, right?
Yeah, you choose it. Yeah.
I'm always
and then sometimes they like change it when you go to check in and you're like, what the fuck?
Well, now they'll drag your ass off. You take the wrong
exactly.
seat.
Like, I'm not trying to fight somebody over. I'm supposed to get a window seat.
I don't want to die here, but I really want a window seat.
All I'm just trying to do is just get to LA.
But you said. Fuck that.
Oh, but you're an aisle sitter.
Yeah.
I feel like people just
I don't like walking past people.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like too much control. I feel trapped.
Oh, when you're like on the inside.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck, I gotta go over two people. This person sleep.
Yeah.
This arthritic motherfucker on the end, it take him 20 minutes to get up.
And then you really gotta go to the bathroom.
Then the soda cart blocks you in and you can't even go.
And you see somebody
and you're like,
the
fuck, I'm stuck here. I just take that aisle so I can just be like, choo, choo.
Okay.
That's a good point. because I do have to go to the bathroom. I have a small
and say
bladder.
Say if you have to go through that emergency exit and you have to wait for the two people to get off before you.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun. That's how people get trampled.
Well, I've been planning escapes like a motherfucker.
That was such a bad joke for what just happened. My bad. That was horrible.
Oh, that's the business we're in. Yeah. Horrible business. But it was funny, so you get a pass.
Okay, thank you. Yeah,
yeah. You know, that shit would have bombed. That shit would have bombed. We would have been getting letters.
Right.
I can't believe
it. Trample joke.
If it's a trample joke, we'll
I plan escape routes. Now I'm like, if a car was coming down this street, how the fuck am I going to get out the way?
Did you see that footage? My friend showed it to me the other
day. That
shit
looked like bowling.
No. Oh, my God.
You didn't see it?
Oh, I did. But
it's like bowling.
Yes. It was just like bodies flying.
And then motherfuckers was going up on the car.
I'm never gonna look at my phone while I'm walking down the street.
Exactly. Guy last week that like ran his car.
Well, the headphones and just everything. See, I'm like, just like,
if you watch the
paranoid
footage,
now.
Like, literally, he like drives down the street and then goes out, and then just goes right. Right onto the sidewalk.
I'm gonna get glasses that allow you to look behind you. You know they have mirror glasses.
The opposite way, you wouldn't know. All you would hear is screaming and stuff.
Because imagine just walking, and next thing you know, your feet touching the moon. Honestly, if I was out there when he hit the thing, I would have fucked him up when he jumped out the
car.
My
homeboy,
they should have whooped that ass,
because I used to work right there. He was like the door host at Planet Hollywood. He's the guy that fucked him up.
They should have beat the fuck out of him.
He like found him and like
they should have put the boost to him.
Really, that was your friend?
That was my friend. I know him. Yeah,
they should have put the boost to dude, man. Like really, just
he's a really buff.
Yeah, that was a big motherfucker.
They confirmed the driver was drunk. Like that's what happened.
They say he was smoking K2, I think. But
yeah, that's what they say. K2.
Many of people been high and never did crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
Because this is why I don't think he was smoking K2. Because he was driving fine before he made that U-turn.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he was that fucking high, it would have been some swerving or something. And he actually stopped at the light on time and then he made the U-turn afterwards, so I don't think he was that high. Do you get what I meant? If he was on K2, he wouldn't have stopped at a red light. He would just kept going and plowed into someone.
If he was that like fucked up at that moment.
Yeah, yeah, but no, he was following the law to a T until he made that U-turn.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah, you gotta peep the game. K2 my ass. That motherfucker did that on purpose. You see it?
Are you watching the video? Oh god.
Yeah, it's like from 20 different angles too. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, yeah. Well, at least it'll stop people from texting and walking if they're smart.
That ain't never going to stop people from texting and walking.
Stop me.
Please. Motherfuckers walk right into walls.
I've done that.
Especially in Times Square.
I wasn't texting. Well, once it happened, I was sleepwalking. That was a really fun way to wake up. Sometimes, yeah.
Outside?
No, never outside.
Okay, so you walked into
a wall. It's usually when I'm like in a new place, like living in a new place. Mm-hmm. I was like on vacation with my family, and we had some wine at dinner, and then I guess I was trying to go to the bathroom, but I was like sleepwalking, and I walked right into a wall. So I woke up with like blood all over my face.
Oh shit! You really?
Yeah. No, it was horrible.
So you? As a child, I used to sleepwalk.
What does it though?
Just new places, or is it the wine?
Now
or
I'm older, I think it's a combination of like the wine and like being in a new place, and your brain is like on high alert and like stressed out. Because like the other time it happened to me as an adult, I was studying abroad. I was like
What'd you study abroad?
Paris.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Parlez-vous français?
Oui, un peu.
That's all I know how to say.
Très bien.
How would you describe that experience studying abroad?
It was pretty cool.
Did you speak the language before you left?
I did, yeah. Okay. Yeah. During the day we had like French language classes, but I learned way more just like going out to bars at night and like meeting French people.
Yeah.
Because I'd have like a drink, I'd be less nervous, so I would like and they were so friendly because they were like, "Oh, you're trying to speak French, like that's awesome." And they like wanted to help me.
Yeah.
And they also liked practicing their English, like talking to me. So I'd have to be like, no, like let's speak French. I want to practice.
Nice exchange of energy. That's good.
Yeah, and it was so cool. So I really liked it in that regard.
Education, think, like, would you say it was comparable to what you would have received in?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely way more of like a life experience kind of education.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like I could have taken that French language class anywhere, because at the end of the day, like, we were in a classroom.
Yeah.
But in terms of like learning French, just being there and actually talking to people and living there, helped so much in terms of
is
like
it is it a place you could see yourself living?
Oh, I mean, yeah, definitely. I did. I visited Barcelona while I was there as well, and I really liked that city. I could see myself living there. They just have a very artist vibe. Like, there were people from all over the world. It kind of, when I was there, it felt more like how you hear Paris was in the 20s. And because, like, Paris is very, you know, touristy
artsy
now.
Yeah.
But Barcelona had this vibe of, like, being, like, kind of like a commune for artists. Like, I met, like, poets and actors and, like, country music stars from America who, like, went there once and then loved it and stayed. And now have, like, the whole, like, fan base in Barcelona. Yeah, it was just so interesting.
Wow.
And, yeah, there's just, like, it's a very, so I recommend going to Barcelona if you get a chance.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was a place where I was, like, oh, I would, like, move here even though I don't speak the language. I'm just kind of like figuring
out. No habla español?
Yeah. It's not Spanish, it's like Catalan.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So it's even
what
more
is they
Catalan?
Say
it's like it's proper like Spanish.
A, oh.
Like the shit
it's
we
like
hear
a
is
dialect.
Like,
yeah. Huh. Yeah. So I would be extra lost. Yeah.
Right.
Well, they're trying to break off from Spain, I heard.
Yeah.
The Catalans,
well,
they're like,
be,
fuck this,
it
we
used
make
to
all
be
the
its
money.
Own place.
Well, yeah, they make all the money.
I mean, they got that tourist money because Barcelona is such a.
Besides Madrid, what else would Spain have? They're trying to do a Brexit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, peace
out,
Spain.
Everybody's Brexiting.
Everybody want to be on their own.
Yeah. Scotland.
You think that'll ever happen with this country?
Oh, like states?
Texas tried. Yeah. New York has tried. I doubt it.
I feel like, I mean, it's not going to happen. But I feel like it'd be so much better if instead of being like states, we were like city states. Because I just feel like cities are just so much their own entity, and like especially like after this election, like it's so obvious that like the frame of mind of people living in cities and people living out in like
in
rural
the
it's completely different.
It's so different.
Yeah.
Like people who live in Philadelphia and like everywhere else in Pennsylvania, it's so,
so
different.
It's different.
And it's, so it's really screwed up that like we have one governing body trying to tell us all what to do. And I feel like mayors of cities are way better leaders. And for honestly, I think they do a better job leading everyone. But like, I just
but
feel
then,
like,
you know, it, those tax dollars come in and people.
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with taxes.
It's just, it's kind of impossible for people not to be corrupt or manipulated by money at the end of
the day.
Taxes,
but education, and income.
Yeah.
So say like those rural areas where there are not a lot of jobs, they always build prisons and they take people from the city and put them there. If we did city states, they wouldn't be able to do that because that would be its own entity. They would have to house the prisoners here, which means those rural areas would pretty much starve.
Yeah.
And then they'll pick up guns and then come here
and
try to get paid.
Damn.
Well,
that's what it
is.
You
heard it here first. We predicted
I mean, that's what it is.
The
like,
revolution.
You starve people out.
Yeah.
They go crazy.
No, I don't want anyone to starve. I just like cities.
Like there are
I
some
like
places whole
too.
Like Elmira, upstate New York, and other places. Their whole economy is based in Clinton, is based off the prison.
Yeah, there's like literally towns,
like the whole
like
town
the whole
just
town.
Works
right.
at the prison.
Either
works
at the prison.
Wow,
that's that.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah,
and they get to use those people as citizens so that their population is higher so that they get more federal tax dollars.
That's right.
It's a huge scheme, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Yep. And they take votes away from the city.
I don't know. I've lived in both, and I just cannot see myself, like, living in some place, like, rural.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not a... I'm definitely, like, a city guy. Like,
I barely could pronounce it, so I know I can't do it. Like, where do you live? I live in a rural.
I can't even pronounce it. The rural juror. Rural. 30 Rock. Rural juror.
Rural.
I like... I mean, I don't like the suburbs. Like, I mean, maybe when I'm older, I want to live there. But for me, like, I either want to be in a city or, like, in the middle of nowhere.
Not
like,
even then. I could
nature.
See myself
that's
raising my kids in, like, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Because yeah. I want to visit the country. Like, I want, if I'm, like, going, you know, but I don't want to, I don't know if I'd want to, like, live there full time. At least, I'd have to be, like, really rich and have, like, a place in both. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I've got my city house.
I need people
I
to hear me
country home.
Right, but I feel like the country home is where everybody gets murdered.
Yeah, that's what that's why I said.
Point.
I need people to
hear
me scream.
Right.
Stay in a city, don't get murdered.
Well, we haven't heard from them for 5 days, so I figure I'll go up to the country home to check on them.
Right.
And then I walked in, I immediately smelled a stench.
Right.
And I saw drops of blood, and then
oh,
I
no.
saw
that's exactly
and
how
they
it
were
is.
Being eaten
I'm
by
not
the dogs.
Ending up like that.
Yeah, no.
There's
gonna be a camera trail if I come up missing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know what? Oh my God.
That's my
Get
show.
A country home, but have a reality show.
So that's
have
always
like a full
cameras.
Crew.
Right.
The country okay. scares me. I must admit, I need people to hear me scream. Mm-mm. I need to
there's
see shit at
many,
night.
There's too many horror movies that happen in the country.
Yeah.
That's
like,
true.
Texas
that's
Chainsaw true. Massacre. You're just like driving through like these.
That's why you
gotta
be in like a little
sudden,
like community. Like you don't want to be like in a cabin in the middle of the woods. You want to be like a cabin near some other cabins.
I would right. put landmines right. around my cabin.
But see, then I just like think about me running in other cabins and seeing all these dead people.
Everyone,
another dead person.
Oh, it's just a more mess.
all the people they Robbie can't find.
Writing.
Kidnap people they can't find. Where the fuck are they? They're not in major cities.
Yeah.
They're in these
they're
little
in
areas locked up
in the
some
country.
Barn somewhere or some food cellar.
Mm.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, I have to cancel my weekend plans. I was going to go to the mountains.
No, it's fine. You'll be all right.
I'm not like a prime kidnapping victim or anything.
I mean, you never know.
Well,
that's always weird, too. People get
blonde
kidnapped and then they
sell
come back.
For a lot in Japan.
Yeah, you're supposed to get kidnapped.
Sell my hair. Yeah, no. That was, I was being sarcastic. I am number one target.
I had to tell my fiance. She was like, she's going for a hike with her cousin in the most secluded place. I was like, are y'all fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Right.
Don't you watch Dateline?
At all. Wait.
We're going to go for a hike near the GW Bridge. It's really, there's no one over there and it's really beautiful. I was like, all right, shit. What's your ATM number?
Go? Just in case, no reason.
I don't, fuck seclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I just want to be alone. No, yeah. I'm good. I'd rather be around
Every
people.
Murder comes from there.
Yeah. Dang.
Going for
did
a
you
hike
guys,
in the woods.
Do you guys watch like documentaries, like true crime documentaries?
All
That's
the time.
What I was going to say. I
live off of it.
Yeah.
ID channel is like my favorite channel.
Oh my God. Did you guys watch the one on Netflix? It's called Casting JonBenet. And it's like
I heard
the
it.
Trippiest.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It.
And they said like some dude did it that got deported to Mexico or something, right? Like,
well, that
where was he from?
I think, yeah, there was a guy who like claimed to be the murderer and then it was found out he wasn't. He was just crazy but taking credit for it.
Right.
But this documentary, what they did is this film crew goes to like the town where they lived in Colorado and they pretended that they were casting a movie mm-hmm. about the family. So they had all these local people come and like audition.
Oh.
So the people think they're auditioning, but then meanwhile they're interviewing them about like their experience like living in the town while all this was going on and like their thoughts and opinions on it. And then they would have them like act out scenes that would like maybe be in the movie. And these people are thinking that they're really auditioning. And then like meanwhile it's just like a documentary about like how this murder wow. affected this community of people. And it's fascinating.
That's so crazy.
It is so interesting.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
That is really great.
It's really good. And it, at first, the way brilliant. They shot it, it's very cinematic. It's like very like beautifully shot because, you know, it's shot like a movie. So there were moments where I was like, wait, is this real or is this like actually like a fake
That's
movie?
Brilliant. And
yeah.
it's a low wow. budget.
So
you don't
interesting.
Have to pay them.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
location fee.
Yeah.
What?
It's a really cool documentary.
Holy
I've never
shit.
Seen a documentary like this. It was
okay,
so
please
cool.
tell me that won multiple awards.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
No, the one
yeah.
I'm thinking about when I thought about the Spanish guy, it was about Sandra Levy.
Oh, okay.
She got killed by like a senator or something. Supposedly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then there's
Damn,
the one
that's
about
that's like
yeah.
a dope idea,
right?
Yeah,
dope idea.
It was
Brilliant.
So and the people, like these people, are so interesting. Who like come in and
Cassie yeah, because it's like a small town. That
it's a very small town. Yeah,
small
and
town.
There are moments
knows like everybody knows
yeah.
everybody,
and like a lot of them, like you know, like the women coming in to like play the mom, like are moms themselves, and as they go on like talking about it, they get like emotional, like break down, and it's just it's so cool
Cassie
to see this like lasting effect it had on all these people.
And this is why I love Netflix.
Netflix,
you only find
yeah.
this good stuff
yeah.
on Netflix.
Netflix, ugh.
Netflix,
so good. Yep.
See, we should get paid from Netflix.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, Netflix. Can we have a job?
And a job, right?
We're all really funny and cute. Right. Can we put
well,
us on there?
Well, shit, we could get a job. They're giving specials away like it's popcorn.
Yeah.
Or shit, man.
Right. That's all
right.
Like, oh, give me a
yeah,
line.
Yeah.
Give me a line.
We can each have a 30-minute
oh,
special.
Oh, and House of Cards is coming back next
yes!
week.
Yes! Oh,
Wait,
my God.
When is the 30th? The 30th or the 31st?
And Honor Still Black, too.
Yes.
You guys, the show that I'm on, 7 seconds, it's going to be good.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix with Regina
King.
Everything.
Everything on Netflix.
Everything's coming on.
Yes.
Yeah. I just watched Kimmy Schmidt, the new season. Mm-hmm. I watched that in like a week. So good. I love that show.
Shit is about to heat up for the summer.
Yeah.
I got to get Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have Netflix?
No, I have DirecTV.
I have to see how many I can use on mine. I'll just give you my code.
Okay, good looking.
Yeah, say some money.
You didn't hear that.
I would give you my code.
I don't know if mine has five
family.
Or two.
I would give you my code. I got a big family.
If they're ever always like, too many people are using your account, I'll text my mom, like, go to bed.
Two at a time, up to five.
Up to five.
Yeah.
All right, let me just remember my passcode, and then I'll text it to
you. Yes.
Everyone. Ooh, Netflix. Yep. With my fiance.
Yes. No, Netflix and chill.
Right?
That's your engagement present for me. Right. My Netflix code.
Mine is a list of recommendations.
Wait, what recommendation?
A list of recommendations of things to watch on Netflix.
Oh, yes. Every little bit counts.
There's some good stuff.
Would you prefer presents or would you prefer information?
Ooh.
And what do you mean information?
Like, God damn, I don't know if I could spell that one out anymore. Information.
Information.
I think I would prefer presents.
So you would prefer something tangible or physical over great information?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
I have a problem with procrastination, and so like if I take the
information, so what if we tell you how to overcome procrastination? You rather have something physical
this is like
over
a
that
philosophy
knowledge?
Question.
Okay, so I mean, in that case, I would take that how to overcome procrastination.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
so you take information.
Yes,
all right.
Information or a present?
Well, okay, so I've heard that. Procrastination is a sign of creativity, so I'm trying to embrace the fact that I procrastinate.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
Maybe if I cure it, then I won't be creative anymore.
Oh, damn. Ooh.
So
that's another way to look at it. But it doesn't have
but
to be
also,
for procrastination.
I also don't really, like, I've never been that into, like, material things. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's like, I have to go get the new bag.
Yeah.
I'm just, like, if someone gives me something nice, so I'll be like, awesome. And then I just, like, use it till it breaks because I'm not going to go buy another one.
Nah.
So, yeah, maybe information.
I just got to the point where you are, like, over the just use the shit till it breaks.
Yeah.
I watched Castaway. It's funny when you watch stuff when you get older. I watched Castaway. It came
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, he made use of everything.
Yeah.
And, like, if something happened, I'm like, oh, I got to run to the store and get a can opener. And I'm like, here's this guy is making use of everything.
Right.
I am totally underutilizing.
Like the Native Americans. They use every single piece
of
the
crazy
animal.
How, like, some movies you could, like, rewatch and, like, stuff that you didn't really realize.
Something goes, ding!
Ding, wow. Yeah. Castaway is a great movie, though. It's like.
Oh, that is
I feel like
movie.
I'm underutilizing every last resource
especially
I have.
Especially after watching that. Like,
yes.
Because I never would have thought to do, like, half of the stuff that he did.
He made it happen. He went on the island fat, came off cut.
Right.
Had a balanced diet.
Created a friend with a ball.
Did his own dental work.
New hot diet.
Did his own dental work.
Crash on an island.
Right.
Lived there for 4 years.
Learned astronomy.
Get really tan. Yeah.
Learned astronomy.
New hot trade.
Learned dentistry.
Make a new friend.
Did he talk to a whale, too? Right?
No, he whale popped up when he was on there. He learned how to navigate a boat, how to build a boat.
Have you guys ever seen the Life of Pi? It's like similar.
Oh, where
it's
no the Life of Pi.
Yes.
What's it about?
You would love this movie.
What's it about?
Okay. So so let me give you the premise.
This, is it on Netflix? This,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
So this.
Well, how you watch it?
I watched it on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
This kid from, like, Bangladesh or something like that. Like, his parents, like, own a zoo. And his father has a bright idea for them to move to America and take all the animals to America.
Instead of we bought a zoo, it's we brought a zoo.
We brought a zoo.
Yeah.
Right. But on the boat ends up flipping over and everybody dies except for him and a fucking tiger. And he has a tiger and it's him and a tiger on a life raft.
Not to be a spoiler alert, but wasn't there another animal there?
There was there was three animals. Mm-hmm. There were, he got caught with a tiger, a bamboo, a monkey.
A monkey?
Like a chimpanzee.
A tiger, a chimpanzee.
And
what was the other one?
No. Yeah, there was a rat that was there.
Wait, is this a
tiger,
true
story? A baboon, and a rat.
That's not a true story.
There was something that was injured because the monkey wasn't injured.
It wasn't a true story, but if you watched it, it's like they asked him at the end, like, how do you tell this story?
Yeah.
You
just gave the whole end.
Or do you lie?
Yeah.
Which one is the truth or the lie?
Ooh.
You don't know if it was true or lie or at all.
It's a very intense story.
It wasn't
a hyena. It sounds like an allegory.
Maybe it was a hyena.
Oh, you know what? Hyena sounds right.
It was a hyena.
You saw it as well?
Yes. And
I never watched
hyena,
the whole thing.
A monkey.
Bits of it.
And a tiger. And at first, the hyena's going crazy. And the tiger comes. Oh, you just got to watch
it. It sounds like a serious allegory.
Oh,
it is.
It is.
It is.
That's kind
so
of the whole
So the spirit of the tiger, the spirit of the hyena, and the spirit of...
Yes, because see, questioning religion, and then he had this happen to him, and it was
And what religion
phenomenal.
Did he find at the end?
It's unclear. You have to watch the movie.
You don't know if it's real or a lie.
You don't know if it's real or a lie either, right? That's like that was the mind fuck at the end of it.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, tree.
That's crazy.
None of this was true.
They were all in purgatory the whole time.
They were dead the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? I saw this movie. Now You See Me Part 2. That one kind of fucked with my head a little
bit. I saw
Now
You See Me Part 1, and it's just like, but Part 2 was
part
better.
Part 2 was good. I never saw Part 1.
Mm.
I just saw Part 2.
I
you know when you sleep
part.
And then wake up like at 1 in the morning in the middle of a movie, I'm like,
what's all
this?
Right, I'm in.
My TV's on HBO. What's this?
Hi.
Hello.
And I just, you know,
right,
rolled it out to the end.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. But Katie, where can everybody find you at?
You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Katie Joyo Faux Show. K-A-T-I-E.
Okay.
Somebody really is from Philly.
Right.
J-O-Y-O-F-O-S-H-O.
For
Yeah. And thanks for having me.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks for being here.
So fun.
You're great.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Big Talk and Brewskis.
What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, because I want some.
B.I.G. You fucking with me? Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they got you. Tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. But she try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deeper than Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with her. Fuck, I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name. You know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne. But I'm the fucking villain. Man, they kneeling when I'm walking in the building. Freaky women, I be feeling. From the bank accounts, I'm feeling. What a feeling. Aw, man, ain't gotta be. Young player from the D that's killing everything that he see but him. No. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want
the. Click, stick them up. Yeah, I'm talking, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking re. Yeah, I'm talking B. Nigga, I'm talking me. Yeah, I'm talking bossy. I ain't talking Khalees. Your money too short, you can't be talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking LeBron. We ballin' our family tree. Good music, drug dealing, cousin, ain't nothing fucking with we. Me, turn that 62 to 125, 125 to a 250. 250 to a half a man, ain't nothing nobody could do with me. Now who with me? Domino's, call me Hov or Hefe. Translation, I'm the shit. Least that's what my neck say. Least that's what my check say. Lost my homie for a decade. Nigga down for like 12 years. Ain't hug his son since the second grade. He never told. Who we gon' tell? We top of the totem pole. It's the dream team. Meets the spring team. And all our eyes greening only means one thing. You ain't fucking with the click.
Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click. Click, 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 click. As
breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas didn't pay us, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant and his might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where TC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Past the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israelian. Like Bar Raffaella, Giselle, no, that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. Now if you look at my life, I guess he talking back, fucking with my clique. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking clique. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique. And all these bad bitches, man, they want to.
Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
All right, welcome back to segment two, Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Rodney Daniels. I am joined by Mr. Jason Cross.
Yeah.
We also have Katie Jo back with us.
I'm still here.
We're also joined by Mr. Aaron Smith.
Yo, yo. What's good?
And I have Christian Torres as well.
What?
Awesome. So let's get into it. Aaron, how was your week?
I just moved into my new apartment. I'm loving it.
Congratulations.
My old hood, you know, your crackhead, you know, stuff. But it's all right.
What hood?
49th and Amsterdam.
Okay.
Oh,
y'all
are.
Yeah, I used to live on
135th
and Amsterdam.
I used to live on 144th.
Where is that?
In Broadway.
Yo, cool.
We could have all been neighbors.
Awesome. But I'm loving the new place, man. It's nice and quiet.
I like that neighborhood. It's so Spanish.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, I'm engaged, man. Slow down, baby.
I'm engaged.
I'm so Spanish.
And you say I do as you go to do what you gotta do.
Right, hello. I might be engaged, but I'm not blind.
Oh, man.
So, Christian, how was your week?
It was there. I managed to survive it.
Okay, that's always a good thing.
Survived. Is that new slang?
Yeah, it is now.
Okay. Oh, better start
hashtagging
that. Right. Thriving.
You better trademark it. Remember, you're talking about
people. I know earlier people stealing. No, they listening.
That's why I don't post my good shit on Facebook anymore.
Mm. Oh,
smart man.
Me too. YouTube. I got my material. People are like, oh, wait a minute, I can't catch you. Nope. You cannot.
Oh my gosh, there's a protein drink called Sathrival.
Wow.
So thriving is in the Urban Dictionary.
What? Right. Okay, so, enlighten us on what so thriving is.
Yeah, read the definition.
Okay. Well, the definition. Let's see. Dun 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 dun. Thriving off of being a victim.
Oh.
Thriving
oh.
off okay. being a survivor of some
sounds
some
like
problem.
My ex-wife.
Oh. Yeah. Sounds like my ex-wife.
Wow. Thriving off being a victim. So thriving.
It's like.
Okay.
Elizabeth
I don't
Smart.
Think we need to hashtag that. Yeah.
Right. No. That's definitely not how I was using it in the sentence.
I think we can still do it. It's 2017. You know, okay. Everybody want to feel a certain kind of way.
There you go.
And right. Hashtag mm-hmm. I'm offended.
Hashtag I'm offended.
Yeah. I mean, if the president can tweet out everything he wants right. to, then why not? Can't
like, my version of sort of thriving is that, you know, you're getting by, but you're, like, being really fabulous doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I got through the week, and I looked really good doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. I sort of thrived.
Like, I got this Gucci bag. It might not have money in it, but,
yeah.
You know.
It's empty. Right? It's but I have it. Yeah. Hashtag I'm sort of thriving.
Right, but, I'm surviving. Know. Right.
Blood and peace.
Right?
Exactly.
As I steal some stuff and put it in. Sort of thriving.
We're taking back
Are
the word.
Are you a Gucci bag girl?
Huh?
Are you a Gucci bag girl?
No. See, we talked. I'm not like into that yeah. kind of stuff.
No, that's why I asked.
If someone gave me a Gucci bag, like
you'll rock it.
If it was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be free.
Yeah.
I mean, it varies. I like stuff.
I like stuff.
What do you like the most
and
stuff?
Things.
What kind of stuff, Roger?
I'm engaged now.
Oh man! But no, aside from that, everything's been cool.
Cool.
You just gotta pull through, that's all there is to it.
Survive.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, the positive version of that.
Yeah, the positive
other definition.
No, we took back the word.
Fake news.
Yeah. You wouldn't catch me wearing a shirt with that. It's a fact. Oh man. But yeah, no, everything is cool.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Have an awesome week. It's been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How awesome.
I got engaged.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
That's how awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes.
How long?
We've been together a couple of months, but you know, us gays move at warp speed. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
Engaged.
Yes. Right. This was different though. We didn't sleep together, like for like almost 2 months.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That good.
I don't know. It just we were getting to know each other. Like we took it a different route. Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. I know. Right. Right.
That's a long time.
Hold on. So let me see if I understand this right. 3 months and you're engaged, right?
Uh huh.
So first 2 months, no intimacy.
I mean, no. That's not to say there was no intimacy. We did not have sex.
Okay.
But there was no, like, I didn't see his penis before, like, that time. So, you know, we're just, like, you know, kissing and, but.
Yeah.
But it was, like, more, like, mentally getting to know each other.
So now the third month, you know, are we having sex yet?
Oh, yes, we're having sex.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Hold on. Is it going to be the first time, though? Because I'm
going to No. That happened already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you to kiss and tell, but from the looks of it,
yeah.
Do you think there are gay couples that wait till marriage? Do you know, for like religious reasons?
We kind of thought, because he's religious.
Yeah.
Like, he's a religious guy.
I just don't know if they're.
So we kind of, we kind of thought about it, but then it was like, no.
Okay.
Oh, the second virginity shit.
Yeah, I mean,
wedding, so
right.
Wait
until
a wedding
and give yourself a nah.
Yeah, fuck that.
I got to test drive the car.
Yeah,
because you just never know. You know, seen some crazy shit in my time.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. 3 months. Wow.
Oh, we have a call.
Caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Big Talkin' Brewskies.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hello. I think is this my.
This is Rodney's little sister checking in.
That's my little sister calling in. Yeah. What's up, Chris?
Well, evening. I don't know what time it is there.
Evening.
Yeah.
7 is the evening, right?
Yeah. Yes, I guess in the evening.
Yeah, it's kind of dark here.
Early evening.
Oh, okay. Hi guys, I just wanted to call in and shout out Rodney on his engagement and stuff.
Thank you, little sister.
Okay. Aww. Congratulations, and I love you, and I'm so very proud of you and happy for you.
Aww.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Chris. Love you.
Is Marissa there?
No, Marissa's not here tonight. It's just me and Jason.
Oh, well, hi, Jason.
Hello.
Marissa, if you're listening, I just wanted to let you know I love you. I watch you guys every week.
Aww. That's my sister. She supports.
It's a Kodak moment.
I'm going to switch off now. All
right.
All right, love you. I'll text you.
Yo, but where is Marissa now? You got me wondering.
I don't know.
Text her, find out.
Right. Where are you?
That's what we're going to name this episode. Where's Marissa?
Wait, do you think she got kidnapped at a cabin in the mountains? Like we were talking about earlier?
No, she was ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that would be very long.
Okay. Right, no. Marissa's not the getting kidnapped type. Right.
No, I don't think she is.
I bet you the next call is her, though.
Yeah. Right?
What you talking about?
Right, actually.
We have the same last name, but we ain't really a motherfucker, but anyway.
Okay, so how do you guys feel about social justice?
What about it?
Like, is there... Sorry, I was looking at, like, you know...
the list.
Our list.
The list.
I'll take a stab at it.
Yeah, what is social justice, first of all?
Well, the way I see it, social justice is justice for social issues. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, I think that's bullshit. Because it should be justice for all, not just social justice or welfare justice or food stamp justice or liquor justice. No, it should just be justice. You know, it should be all about equal rights, regardless of race, religion, or whatever. That's the way I see it. Cool. I mean, once you put something in front of justice, you kind of dilute it. Yeah. You know, it's like adding water to Kool-Aid.
That's an interesting way to think about it. I guess I always thought about it like that's just like a way to specify what specifically you're talking about. But I guess you're saying you think that defeats a purpose.
Yeah, it does, because the more specific you get, you exclude everyone else, right? But the whole purpose of justice is to be inclusive, not exclusive, right?
Yeah, right. Definitely.
So that's why I personally have an issue with social justice.
Yeah, that's why justice would just be justice.
Right. We should just all be treated equally and fairly.
Well, what's your definition of justice? Huh? What's your definition of justice?
Oh, that's very easy. Equity. Being fair. Everybody being, you know, given an equal chance. And that includes being, you know, being able to offend somebody.
What if someone has an unfair advantage to begin with?
Define the unfair advantage.
Ah, shit. It's this picture I saw, right, where it was like people looking over a fence at a baseball game. One was 6 feet, one was like 5 feet, and one was 3 feet, and only the 6 foot guy could see. And they call that fairness. And then they put the other two guys on boxes, and they call that equality / justice.
No. All right.
So yeah, I
might be explaining it wrong, but
yeah, no, I know.
I know exactly what you're talking about. See, now, fair, being the tall man being able to see and the other people not watching, I don't know how that's defined as fair, because anybody with half a brain could see that that's not being fair. Now,
no, but it wasn't his fault.
No,
it's just that they
naturally. That's a natural thing. But no. Within that context, see, because I think that's the issue here. Everything is being taken out of context and being blown out of proportion.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, so it's like...
I probably butchered it.
This is equality. So it's like three people, like a tall guy, a medium guy, and a short guy, and they're all standing on one box. Mm-hmm. But the short guy still can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And then... justice is the tall guy doesn't have a box, the medium guy has one box, and the short guy has two boxes. So they all get the same view. Because some people like are inherently don't have the same advantages that some people are born with. So they need more assistance in order for it to be true equality, aka...
But they're all still stealing from the game, though.
No.
Right, that's true. They could have bought, they didn't buy a ticket. They are still looking
at the cover. Right. Hold on.
Justice for people who want to steal baseball.
The reason that came to my mind.
They'll all equally be in jail.
Right. Well, the reason that came to mind because equality has to weigh into justice, right?
Well, equality and justice are the same thing.
They go hand in hand. There are people. There are people who are like.
I'm sorry to
cut
you off.
Oh, no, sorry, go ahead.
So, this whole meme, right, you know, with the one box each, that's equality, and then, you know, justice where the smaller kid gets two boxes, you're redefining the word. I mean, come on, think about it. Fair and justice, isn't justice being fair? Isn't that what it's all about? If you want justice, you want equity, right? You want
equity.
Things to...
Right,
that's
why I say equality plays
but
into
see,
it.
But see, in that meme, they just twist in the words just to suit themselves. You see
explain what you mean.
Because if we already understand that that equality and justice are the same thing, mm-hmm. then why do we have to give them separate definitions?
I think what they're trying to say in this meme specifically is there are certain people who would argue like... It's like when, like, white men specifically, but, like, white people in general are like, oh, well, if you really want to be equal, then, like, we should all have the same chance to get into college. And it's like, no, you don't understand. Like, people of color are inherently at a disadvantage just because of, like, the way that our society has been structured for years. So they need for it to be fair they need these extra advantages of, like, diversity scholarships and things like that. That's how you even out the playing field. It's not that, like, oh, everyone is... like gets the same shot at getting into college. It's like, no, some people like are inherently at a disadvantage because how fucked up our society has been.
Socioeconomic disadvantage. Mm-hmm. It might not even be, it could be just economics in general.
Yeah.
So it's arguing for the fact that like we need to take extra steps for people who have historically been oppressed.
Disenfranchised.
Right.
Here's my theme. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, no,
it's fine.
Right.
Go ahead.
So now we're talking about like education, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Minorities and whites, right?
Talk closer to the mic. Yeah.
Minorities and whites, right? You know, when you think minorities, you think grew up in the hood, went to public education, what else? Went to a zone high school. If you're from New York, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. And then you went to a community college, all right? And then when you flip it, towards white people is like, well, they have every advantage in the world, and that's not necessarily true. You have white people living in a ghetto, mm-hmm. Whether it's the ghetto or the trailer park. Mm-hmm. All right, you have, you know, everything that is ascribed to minorities, Latinos, blacks, whatever, can also be ascribed to white people.
Absolutely.
So what's going on is
I've
that there's this prevailing view that all white people have an advantage because they're white. And that's not necessarily true. Because if that be the case, let's try...
They may not have an advantage, but they do have more opportunity
in certain aspects. In what aspects?
If they get pulled over and their hands might not be where the cops want them to be, 9 times out of 10, they probably won't get shot, whereas I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
Or if they want to be a bachelor...
Yeah. So true.
Bring it back to the Bachelor.
We're talking about the TV show,
The Bachelor. There's never been a black bachelor, and there's officially just now the first time a black bachelorette.
You know why, right?
Because it's NBC.
No, because people bitch and moan. That's what it is. But you know what? Sometimes that works to our advantage, and other times it doesn't.
It goes to show, bitching and moaning works. So keep bitching and moaning, everyone.
No. Because I'm gonna give you the inverse of that.
Well, is it bitching and moaning, or is it just standing up for what one deserves or one think they deserve?
I use bitch and moan as a general thing only because, if you really want to change, is that something that you really want to change? You want to watch a TV show about bachelors?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We had that talk.
We were talking about it.
It was a boomerang moment.
Okay, so now hold on. Why is it that Latinos aren't bitching and moaning, to use my own phrase? Why aren't they?
Because they win the Miss America pageant most of the time.
Hush.
And Miss Universe too.
Yeah. Well, it's not our fault that we have an advantage. Well, y'all really
want that bachelor, like, you know, black guy thing, then I want the real housewives Section 8.
Depending on what section of Latinos you're talking about, we did the bitch of the moaning for them back in the 60s and 70s.
Sure.
Civil Rights Act helps Latinos just as much as it helps.
Yeah.
But when I'm talking about bitching and moaning, I mean, come on, really? A TV show? What about the real issues? What about the social economic issues? What about, you know, all these social issues? See, if we were talking about social issues or just issues in general that affect equality and fairness, I wouldn't say bitching and moaning. That's where you. That's where most people should be putting their time and energy and money into.
I agree.
But I think because,
because well, this show is typically white, and they have to have. We should have a black person, and we should have a Latino. And you know what? We're gonna go to change.org, and we're gonna try to get a million signatures. For this. I'm sorry, that's bitching and moaning because you know what? That million signatures. For, you know, so we can have, you know, fair representation in a bullshit TV show. We could be using that to actually make change within our government. So when I use the word bitching and moaning, the context in which I use it is for...
It's just over trivial bullshit. Okay.
Thank you. Absolutely. There we go.
I get
you.
But to play devil's advocate as someone who actually, like, does watch a show, unfortunately, I can't help it. It's just my McDonald's of television.
So I just know about this.
There wasn't really an outcry. It's a predominantly white audience. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like, yes, it's a dumb show, and of course we want to see changes on a larger and bigger scale. But I don't know if we should really talk down the significance of this because, you know, this is forcing this massive white audience to watch this beautiful, intelligent black woman be the center of attention and seek and deserve love. And so that I'm hoping that will kind of have this like trickle down effect where people, you know, just
On last week's show, we talked about like how there's so many different white type of shows. You can be any type of white person you want to be.
Yes.
You can be, you know, any type of white person. You can be a stoner. You can be, you know, a super intelligent scientist. Yeah. You can be a lawyer. You can be any type of white person you want to be. But there are specific Latin people and there are specific black people.
And there are
Asian people. There are tropey people that, like, it is, there's no, like, you know, linear TV shows and movies for people of color.
The thing is, with that, it comes down to the word "let."
Right.
How does a person let you be something if they're not putting you where you want to be? Put yourself there.
And then, what image are you really trying to portray on television?
And honestly, to flip it, I mean, you're not going to see a white empire with like Nick Nolte in it or something like that.
Are you kidding me? The Godfather.
I was gonna say the Godfather. There's like
Goodfellas.
Yeah.
You can't compare Godfather to Empire. That's Godfather.
Well, the Empire jacks damn near half the episodes from the Godfather.
I'm
not into stereotypical.
Bipolar son tries to play Michael Corleone.
He even says father,
like Al Pacino did.
All right, so hold on one second. So
and the car blowing up, it's like
What is it really then? What is Empire? Is it just, you know, the Godfather but with black people?
And rap
music. It's a hip hop Godfather. Yeah.
Okay, so then that means there's no originality.
Damn, that like
really, there's no originality then. And then what's the whole point? You see, this
we
is
talked
one.
About originality last episode as well, too.
See, I guess I should have been ready for that
I
one.
Wasn't booked for that. Somebody get Marissa on the phone.
Yeah, there's just really that twist. It's a hip-hop Godfather, but that's what I see it as. There's really
no
difference.
But then what about the other show, Powers? I hear that's
a good
show.
Power.
I've never watched Power either.
No. I haven't watched it, but I have a couple of coworkers, and they like put that show on a pedestal, telling me that it's 100 times better than
The Empire.
Than Empire.
I got to watch it.
I have to watch it.
And the reason why.
Only because they curse.
So it's like Game of Thrones then. But, you know, when it comes to, like, television, right? Back in the, I'm going to say late 70s, early 80s to like mid 90s, right? You know, among minorities, right? We would watch a Michael Myers movie or a Friday the 13th movie and be like, man, if that was me, you know what? That wouldn't happen. I do this, I do that, and I do this. What happened? H2O came, Busta Rhymes.
Right.
I let your boy, and what happened? What happened? Michael Myers comes through with the knife, and he's like, F. Fuck this! Kicks him in the chest and everything.
Jessica and Child's Play, they all had their own versions of
Well, they have Leprechaun in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg played a vampire.
But it's kind of hard to make because we were talking about rural locations in the earlier segment, and it's kind of hard to like make like a horror movie with like black people and Latin people because we ain't going camping.
We're living through like, it now. It's called President Trump.
Well, we talked about not going to rural areas. We talked about
how we don't go to rural areas. Yeah.
But you know that's been changing.
You go right.
That, you know that's been changing, right? What? I mean, aside from all these, you know, black horror movies, Latinos, we were the last ones to catch it, but we fucking caught it.
What?
Where?
What the hell was that movie series? What the hell was it? What
was it Telenovela?
No. That's Channel 47. Chill, bro.
Telemundo.
Telemundo. No, it was a movie that...
It's got the T in the middle.
What's the name of the that horror movie where it started with the family in the house and the at the end of the movie, the ghost or whatever grabs the woman by the leg?
The Ring.
No.
Paranormal Activity.
Thank you. Paranormal Activities. Mm-hmm. Right? So... Black people.
Oh, they hold did on, have hold, a Latin hold on, version
hold on,
of that.
Hold on. So, right, you know, for years, you know, black and Latinos, right? Oh, that be me, right? We got Vampire Brooklyn. We got Busta Rhymes kicking. Bones. Michael Myers in the chest. And what happened to Latinos? We like, well, please see, that's never going to be us. What happened? Paranormal Activity fuckers. We got caught out there.
No, that was a good one because he got, like, possessed and shit. Like,
I watched The Exorcist. And look at me. I'm Latino. Yo hablo español.
But he was like... Aladdin possessed guy. That was like he was like so in what, Spanish.
So was he sexier because he was a Latino?
A little bit.
Really? What was it? The drool or the bloodshot eyes?
Well, if he was a real Latino, he would have been a botanical. He would handle that.
There you go. Oh, just like that movie, The Devil. Anybody seen that?
The Devil. That movie was crazy too.
Who was in that?
The elevator thing, right?
Yeah, the elevator movie. So if I remember correctly, right, what happens is there's like four or five people in an elevator, and the devil is one of these people. But he's killing them one by one, and you don't know who it is or what's really going on. So during the entire movie, you have the stereotypical Latino security guard pretty much going, "He's the devil. He's the devil."
Oh, my God. It's so true.
And then and then the detective that's there, right, the detective is like there is like, you know, pretty much like, Shut the fuck up.
What
the fuck do you know? Then at the end of the movie, come to find out that it was the fucking devil, and the reason why he killed all these people and had and took care of the detective last was because the detective, what was it? What, he was a victim or he had killed somebody?
He had killed like somebody.
Somebody's kid.
Yeah, somebody's a kid or something. I don't
but,
know,
you know,
like
during the whole time.
Like, with all the people. Like, it was, you have to see the movie.
So now, at the end, right, you know,
he's the devil.
You know, he's the devil. And then, it turns out to be true. So what is the moral of the story? You got to believe when a Latino says that it's the devil's the fucking devil? Are you serious? Now to play devil's advocate.
Right? Oh, that's a play on words.
Hey. There is not. In this universe, there is not a Latino who doesn't have a fucking ghost story. There's the. I remember my cousin. He was in the farm, and this one night, he heard this noise, and he went to look, and guess what? All he saw was eyes, and then he heard a voice. Or the other day, my sister, she was telling me that she felt like somebody was sitting on her chest. And she heard a voice that said, "Get a job." But, you know, the thing is that you got, you know, they play to it, you know. They play to it. But, you know, this whole thing, going back to the whole television thing, that to me, that's bitching and moaning. If you want justice, you know, and going back to the whole social justice thing, fuck social justice, let it be about justice. Because, like you said, right, civil rights movement, that wasn't social justice. That was justice. And I think that is what we as a whole have been missing out for like the last 10-15 years, because everybody wants to
10,
feel a certain
years. Yeah. It's probably like 20 or 30 years, man.
Nah. Right. You know why?
TV has played a big role on all of us. It's brainwashed us all.
Nah.
Yeah. And it's finally kind of like
one way or another.
You know what it is?
Us.
You know what it is? Is this whole participation bullshit. You know, the whole participation trophy bullshit. I think that...
that is some bullshit.
That exactly.
So
you're not all winners, like,
I did
okay?
To earn this trophy.
But see, that's what the problem is.
I think you have to feel bad to feel good. And what I mean by that, you have to suck at something.
Yeah.
Be told you suck at it.
No, I want to tell my kid, like, nope, work harder.
Just like
work harder.
About
you
the,
lost.
The wall.
No.
Albert Einstein,
oh,
Steve
yep.
Jobs, right? We were just yep, talking about
they
that.
They told Albert Einstein he wouldn't amount to shit.
And look at him.
Mm. Well, he did.
But look at him.
Yeah.
I yep. say he did.
Michael Jordan. Who else we got there? Steve Jobs.
Oprah Winfrey.
Michael Jordan misses 10th free throw. And
especially for those, you know, those people who, you know, are part of the cult of Apple. You know,
but I think it's done purposely. Like if you look at elementary school, they took out everything creative. Now kids don't use that creative part of their brain anymore.
Well, because the way that like most school systems are designed is they're training you to prepare you for like a desk 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's like,
oh, no.
Well, they're right? cutting all the music programs, all the art programs.
That's
and
what,
they don't have that free time to, you know, be creative and open your mind and stuff like that. You don't just like, you know, gotta take this test, you got to do this.
But creativity is gone for the younger generation. If you think
yeah,
about it,
like,
they're playing games
like
all day.
Like a Montessori school.
Yeah, I went to a Montessori school.
Montessori
really?
School's
yeah.
focused on.
It was amazing.
Still waters run deep. She has stories. Yeah. I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
And I went, and then we lived in a good public school system, though. So once I finished kindergarten, they put me in the public school, and I was immediately like, I hate this.
Wow.
I miss Montessori school. Because it was amazing. It was like, they would.
You got to learn at your
own
pace.
It was very, yeah, it was totally open structure. I would just go in. We would have like a circle meeting at the beginning of the day. And then we just got to go. The room had like, was full of different activities and little things you could do. And you just went and did whatever you wanted.
Hmm.
And you just do like one activity. You'd set up your little station. You do it and you finish, put it away, go do something else. I was like reading by kindergarten.
That's just awesome.
Just
because
I was like able to just like kind of do it my own way. And I remember I got to public school and I could write and like read better than everyone, but I held the pencil weird because I kind of taught myself. And I remember they like beat it out of me, like not literally,
you
but
like
they
a
were.
A four finger pencil holder?
Yeah, I like did. Yeah, I did like a weird like claw thing. I still write weird. I write like a lefty with my right hand. But like, because I taught myself, and they focused so much on telling me how wrong I was. Instead of just being like, it's awesome that you are this advanced already, like writing and reading. Instead, they were like, you're holding it wrong.
They had to be conformity.
Damn,
that's a whole mindset. Yeah.
They had to make you conform.
Yeah. Looking back, I got in trouble in school all the time. And looking back, it was just because I wasn't like,
right.
But you know what the problem there was?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of being demeaning and devaluing you because of the way you wrote, I think the correct approach should have been, okay, is that how you write? Is that okay? Well, let me show you a different way of writing.
Yes.
So it's not necessarily, you know, that public education sucks.
Yeah.
It's
no,
just
no,
the,
no.
the people themselves. You know, if you're a teacher, then you got to know what you're getting into. You know
right.
what I mean? That means you have to understand that not everybody learns at the same pace as you.
Right.
And if they're doing something wrong, the only way that you're going to be able to correct their behavior is by talking to them.
Yeah.
Not talking at them.
Well, I don't think the teachers are bad. I think the whole structure of it is meant for people
start
to be conformers.
Bottom, bro.
Right.
Yeah. Conformers.
Well, that's what was cool about Montessori.
But see, the thing is,
if
they go off track, the teachers get in trouble.
Mm.
If they don't teach
exactly
what's in the syllabus and teach something different or let something happen another way,
especially
they
at public schools where it's so dependent on like hitting
super
quotas.
Structures on hitting quotas.
What the fuck is that? I mean, the whole point is, listen, by first grade, math. You gotta, or what is it? You gotta know addition, subtraction.
Well,
all right. You teach those subjects. Don't stop fucking micromanaging. Stop. That's what it is. At Common Core, what the hell is this whole thing about 8 plus 10? It's 18. No, but you got to show us how you got there.
8 plus 10 equals 18.
And then they want you to break it down some weird way.
Yeah, proofs. Oh, my God.
Like,
I hate it.
What? But then you can't even call that proofs because, come on.
Yeah.
The only basic proof is either you use your fingers or you're writing little sticks on a fucking piece of paper.
Right.
Yep.
Not this whole bullshit. Well, 2 plus 5 is 7 and 3 plus 5 is 8 and...
No.
You know what it is, and this is my hypothesis. I'm not going to say theory, but my hypothesis behind Common Core. I think that we as a society have advanced so fast all right, that the elite or the people who control the world or want to control the world, they see, oh shit, 5 years old and already can read at an eighth, you know, what would be considered eighth grade level. Now we got to make things difficult.
Pull the reins. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're moving
dumb too
fast.
Dumb them down. Why, yeah. Why in the fuck would you want to do that? I have a 5-year-old daughter. I love her to bits and pieces. All right? 5 years old, she already knows how to bathe. All right? She does, you know, she knows how to read. She knows what she needs to do. She knows how to clean. I mean, obviously, she doesn't know how to cook, but if she ever did, that shocked the shit out of me.
She come in for the pancakes.
Daddy, look what I made for you. Holy shit, scrambled eggs, bacon, and pancakes, just the way I like some. But the thing is that instead of encouraging it, it's like the government or society is discouraging it, which is why they make it difficult with this bullshit Common Core. I mean, let's just be real. Right. If at eight years old, they can already do the equivalent
of
a 12
grader. What is Common Core?
Some shit they made up to fucking
call back smart kids.
Pretty much. Back. It's basically
hold
like
back smart kids.
It's like he said, like,
it's like
back
the
in the day when
smart
we were,
kids, right?
Hmm?
It's all hold back smart kids, right?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
It's like back in the day, like we would just do regular math, 2 + 5 = 7. But now you have to do 2 + 5, and you have to break it down because just 7 = 4 minus a booger and all this other stuff. It makes no sense. Like my sister brought it to me one time when she was younger, and I'm like, What is this?
Actually hurting civilization by holding people back. Because say one of those minds you hold back is the mind that can cure cancer.
Right. Cure cancer, right. Right.
You and know, or
they're going to end up having
they
cancer.
They should make it.
With this Common Core. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we kill too many minds.
Yeah.
Right. Too many great minds.
I feel like it needs to be more focused on the individual instead of just like lumping everyone
that's
in together.
That's the key,
because
I feel
the thing
like.
Is, I feel like every child deserves to be exposed to all the different subjects and areas.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a kid that's so clearly excelling at one thing, like they should get extra time and attention. And like some schools have the resources to do that, or like people who care enough to like focus and bring it out. But like, yeah, you know, if there's a kid who's just like clearly like I'm very interested in the arts and I'm very good at it.
Because I was going to say, know? I went to I'm from Milwaukee, and there they have like a choice high school system. And each high school has like a specific thing that they focus on. Like if you want to go into the armed forces or ROTC high school, I went to an arts high school. Like if you want to like be like collegiate, there's like a university high school.
Yeah.
Like, and you choose what school you want to go to when it's time for you to go to high school. And I feel like that changed a lot of stuff.
Or like
for
if
me.
You want to do that now, you have to like go to a private school.
You have to go to a private school. And there, those are all public schools, so it's a choice public high school. And it didn't matter where you lived at in the city, you had to at eighth grade go figure out which high school you were gonna get accepted to.
Right.
Because they like, you know, you didn't get accepted to everything. So
But you know what's another thing? It's technology. I also blame not technology, but its use. Because I'm a Gen X, you know, I'm a Generation X. So technology, you know, internet first came around.
What's Gen X? That's our generation, 78?
They say from the 70s, like the mid 80s.
Okay. Now I'm Gen X too.
So
I think I was Gen Y. But I'm like,
I always thought that was a faction at WWE with Triple H.
No, that's the Generation X.
Suck it!
But like, alright, so like, for people, for us Gen Xers, and I would like to say that I'm part of the young crowd, but I'm really not. Technology, internet came around, and it was like, holy shit, finally, I don't have to go to the fucking library to do my homework.
Mm.
All right, these days with
get porn.
Well, porn wasn't that readily available in the early days.
It was still
that's what I'm saying.
It was scrambled then.
But no, it was like scramble porn. You had to like watch like Playboy.
Right.
Like scramble. At least that was my
so
world.
Now,
Channel 35 at midnight.
What?
So I've heard.
I'm asking for a friend. No, I'm just kidding. But no, so now, you know, so here it is, right? You have teenagers, right? And I have two teenage stepdaughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris, I'm trying to figure out the history of India. Can you tell me about it? Wait, what? You want me to tell you about the history of... Girl, what you got in your hand? I got a smartphone. That's what I got. Well, then go to YouTube. Go to Wikipedia. No, it's too much work.
No. They said that was too much work.
You know, I had to learn the Dewey Decimal System. And know how to find books in the library.
What? Wait, no.
The Dewey Decimal System.
Wait, hello? You know, it's like go to a library and walk down the aisle, like, look for something?
That's what, anytime anybody asks me for directions, I'm like, you could try the little computer in your hand. That will probably tell you how to get
it. Oh, no, you know what I do? excuse me, sir. I would like to know where 120 Broadway is. Hold on one second. Let me pull out my phone.
Right, yeah.
And then I'll sit there and I'll do it in front of them. Yeah. Then they'll just walk away. Sir, hold on. I almost got it. But we're talking about teenagers. They have everything, but they don't appreciate it. They can't use the technology with the same, with the same perspective that older people do.
Right. Well, they don't know what it's like to not have it. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't appreciate it, so they don't have the same fervor
And they're teenagers.
Could you imagine if there was like a crash and like all just phones just didn't work
at
all?
We had that.
You imagine if that shit were to happen?
That brick computer with the big floppy disk and everything.
People would lose their damn minds.
They really would. The younger generation.
Encyclopedia Britannica and all that.
Are they even still around, Encyclopedia?
Probably online. I haven't seen the book in like 70 years.
They used to come to your door and sell
it.
Yes,
right.
They did.
Big
That's
ass
how I got my first set. Right.
Big ass, you need some Encyclopedia. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Your mom was like, you need this.
That's how I got my first. Yeah.
My child is going to be smart, goddamn it. Well,
I wasn't so fortunate, though.
And the Almanac.
What's that?
Oh, every year
they came out with the words Almanac. Remember that?
Wait, this was before your time.
The Almanac?
The Almanac and
Almanac, right? Yeah,
they still
Google it.
I feel like
wait, it's all online now. Oh God!
Just Google it.
Well, I know a lot of people still get the Farmer's Almanac.
Farmer's Almanac,
Okay.
Yeah, it usually does like a good job because it like predicts the weather for like the whole year.
I wouldn't go that far. I think the weather person is the only person who has a job where they can get it wrong and still get their job.
Get their job and be wrong.
It's gonna rain all day.
Right.
I hope they're wrong this weekend.
It's
supposed to rain all weekend.
It's supposed to rain all weekend. Right.
It was gonna be nice and it's gonna rain Sunday, right?
But that wasn't the prediction yesterday. Yesterday it was like, oh yeah, it's gonna rain all day on Saturday. So I'm thinking like, oh shit.
I think they're only like 30% accurate anyway, something like that.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine?
I wish I could be 3% accurate at my job.
If you're a doctor,
wrong burrito.
There's a 30% chance that you might live if I get the surgery right.
Well, shit, that damn near is your percentage at that surgery is 30%. If they don't leave the scalpel in you when they sew you back up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a lawsuit.
Johnny Cox.
It's happened. See, y'all got to get up on y'all 2020, man. That's happened.
Oh, yeah, I know this happened.
Somebody, they sold the scalpel in the guy.
Ew.
And he's like, Doc, something feel wrong.
Why is it hard right here?
My side hurt.
Yeah.
I'm feeling very sharp today.
I mean, no, you can die from that really easily, right?
Yeah.
A scalpel being sewn
in your body?
I think you could die from that, probably.
Yeah.
It's only got one way out.
Oh.
No, they have to open them up because your body won't break that down.
How'd they open them up without their scalpel?
Yeah, and you won't like...
are they going to use the same one?
You don't pass it through your bowels because it's not in the system.
It's metal.
Yeah, your body won't break down metal.
Oh, yeah, big magnet. Ouch. That sounds like a saw torture.
Like that back in school, man, big magnet.
I saw your scalpel into you.
Oh, God.
Use this magnet.
I remember the guy, you hear the story, he's going to get his appendix removed or something, and they gave him breast implants.
Oh, no. That was like an Oscar ballot mix-up of like... The dog's
order. They gave him breast implants.
Did he keep them?
Okay, so he either needs his appendix out immediately or
breast implants. They got the charts mixed
boobs.
Up or something.
Wow. That's worse than most medication these days.
It's a fact.
I don't fuck with medication.
Oh, can you imagine
anymore?
A lawsuit and now you got boobs too?
Yeah.
He's just like,
the most humiliating press conference.
I was a B cup and now I'm
Can
a
you
size
imagine
C.
waking up? How do you feel? I'm okay, but my titties hurt really bad.
My nipples mad hard. I don't know why.
Oh, no. Just look down.
Can you imagine? It's like, I want to be mad, but I'm filling out all my blouses.
I'm pretty sure.
Wait a minute.
I'm
going to just keep these for a couple days. I'm
pretty sure he popped a pill on himself. I'm pretty sure of it.
If you got breast implants by accident, would you keep them?
Hell no. I got titties already. Shit. I'm fat as fuck. I don't know how to lose weight.
I mean, I would probably, but I'm a girl.
Well, if Caitlin can have him, why can't I?
Yeah, shit, why not?
Absolutely fucking not. I hooked up with that one guy that had boobs, and I'll never do it again.
He had breast implants?
No, but he had, like, gynoclimasia. Like,
oh, yeah, bitch tits, they call
them. Yeah, like...
Damn. Was he an A cup or a B cup?
He was, no, like a B cup.
Was he on
areolas?
Was he on steroids?
Out. No.
Was he on steroids?
No, I don't think so. He I've didn't heard say about that.
This. Now, yeah, you know what it is? Like, certain
but
medication.
But he didn't warn me. He just took a shirt off and he had titties.
Respidol.
Respidol
gives you man boobs.
Yes. Respidol, yeah.
I heard soy and steroids give it to you.
Mm. Yeah.
Steroid, because I've seen guys with steroids. The testosterone, once it's too much, it transfers to estrogen.
Right.
And they get it. We call them bitch tits in the gym. You'll see it's like little, like... Like breasts moves. Under their nipples, man. It's hilarious.
Yeah, or if you drink too much soy milk.
Damn.
Soy. Yeah. Soy is an estrogen compound, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually funny. My ex-
What's Respidol?
Respidol is a psychiatric medicine that's used for
they
anxiety
give you
and depression.
Yeah, yes. They give you titties. They had a recall.
They actually have had a lawsuit going on for that.
Really?
As well. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. All right.
Well, since we're talking
so
about
if anybody is looking to get some titties, now you
take
have
some Respidol.
Get that Respidol.
No, no, no. I want a soy Respidol milkshake, please.
Oh, you really trying to get them titties, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Overnight.
I got to fill these babies up, baby.
You got to get them lipoed out, too. Mm-hmm. Like liposuction. Get that shit out.
Yeah.
Hold on, lipo?
They get gynecomastia out, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way. You can't just work the fat off. You have to get it lipoed out.
Wow, I didn't
know that. Oh, you can get a friend of mine. It's called cool sculpting.
Oh, I've heard about that.
They put nitroglycerin on areas of fat on your body,
and
it freezes the fat, then it breaks up like crushy ice,
and
you pass it.
Chisel the fat on your body?
You going to have ice cube
It's called cool sculpting. No,
you
have
ice
cube. All the fat in your body turns to ice, and
then
it just breaks
up. Oh, and then you poop it out?
But you said nitroglycerin, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, whatever freezes the area. I think it's nitroglycerin, maybe.
Does it, like, stay frozen as you're pooping it out? Mm-hmm.
No. It takes, like, 3-4 days. It's called Google.
Can you imagine?
Fact checker. Cool sculpting.
Poop. Cool sculpting.
Y'all not up on cool sculpting?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you guys.
Yeah.
I thought
I
cool sculpting was, like,
about
getting
it. I was like,
blasted water on you.
I thought that's what it was,
I thought it was,
too.
Like, waist training, but, like, with water. Like, they blasted water on you.
No, they freeze the fat in the body.
They freeze?
Like a wart. And it comes out, yeah.
Wait, do they squeeze it and shit, too?
Well, it freezes. They squeeze it, like. And once it freezes, you can hear it cracking, they say.
Ew!
Oh, shit!
Just like ice.
Oh, got some global warming, glaciers.
Yeah, get that part
up
right
in my ass.
For real.
Wow.
I need a nip tuck. I need a nip tuck.
The ice caps are cracking and melting.
I want those.
That's what I like to hear.
Yes.
Unless you're
out there.
I want those pectorals like The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So you can get cool sculpting. Get cool sculpting.
Cool sculpting.
What are the side effects, though?
Nothing. So
death.
Far, nothing.
Bullshit.
Diesel.
Bullshit.
Internal bleeding.
15 years later.
Exactly. Long term.
Recall.
Right.
Hold on. They said the same thing about asbestos, though, right?
Exactly.
Well, yeah. There's no long term experiment.
Did you have your fat frozen in 2017?
No.
Too loud. Our cell phones
are
really
good. Did you have your fat frozen off in 2017?
You know, they say it real soft.
Exactly. Whisper it.
Did you have it frozen off in 2017?
You might have cervical cancer.
Yeah. Everything's toxic.
Wait, right? Yeah, I told
they
you.
Freeze it.
Ew.
Is it an injection or?
That cannot be good for you.
Or is it just around the body itself?
On the body. So you could do it. You could just pick areas. You could pick certain
areas. That sounds like something that makes
sense. What if it freezes something else, like an organ?
I'm calling it.
You know?
I don't know about
it. Like, you don't know, like a kidney gets frozen and then, like, chips off.
Oh, shit.
Damn, that's
right?
But now you're skinny.
Damn.
I don't think...
That's why you have Tim, baby. That looks so good.
If that be the case, don't try to remove the fat off your dick.
Right. Oh, my God.
You ain't lying.
Crunch.
Oh, shit.
And then 20 years later...
Can you get dick fat? Like, can you, like... this is a girl question.
No.
Such a girl question.
People, yeah, go ahead. With it. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, no, that was the question.
Can you get muscles in it?
No, can you get... Well...
You want to see?
No. All right, so if you have dick fat, what's
right,
the
right, like, can you, like, get, like, can your dick, like, gain weight? Like, can it get, like not in a good way?
It's
like,
weird because fatter? The fatter you get, the smaller your dick gets.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Reverse.
I don't know. I've never gotten, like,
weird.
Fat.
Is that just a perspective thing?
No.
Like, in relation to how fat
because
the rest of you is,
a better shape smaller?
Man,
for every 10, like, I think it's, like, every 10 or 15 pounds you lose, like, if you're fat, you gain an inch a dick.
Right.
What, but is that
really?
Perception against
right,
your
I was going to say, like, oh, your belly looks smaller, so now your dick looks bigger.
Because I will say, when my abs are in, my dick looks amazingly huge.
Right. But that's if I, because you're wrong like, and probably, drink. Probably
yeah. Right, it's like if you look...
Because you've lost more
You look
weight.
Shorter if you stand next to like a really tall person. Exactly. Like, if you stand next to like a really short person. Yeah.
Before I started doing squats and my legs were small, my dick looked amazingly
huge. Well, thank you for sharing that, Jason.
All right, so get skinny legs and a big old dick.
FDA approved. Big
we're all. Solving all like
all the world's mystery.
Body
time
problems,
to go to the gym.
Right?
This is gonna be body time.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Right?
Like, no,
right? No, I guess
that's
it
happens.
Like, can it get cellulite? Is that what?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
No.
So I can get cellulite on my butt. Like, it's not fair that guys can't get cellulite on their dick.
No, because it's like.
Hold on.
That's hard.
Wait. Question: would you be with a guy with cellulite on his dick?
What?
Would you be with a guy with cellulite on his
like
dick?
Ridges in his, like ridges.
Oh well, that yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I'm talking about fat ridges.
Ridges.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like cellulite.
Or bulges.
Oh, bulges.
Okay, because now this is starting to sound more like...
No, because there's a procedure. There's a procedure you can get in South America where they put, like, beads in your dick.
Oh.
What? Yes, and you'll have, like, a beaded dick.
So you were like, a
I am
sexual.
Ashamed of my
like
own
a snake
people.
Back. Yeah, like, it's like, boop, 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 boop. And, like, it's
right.
supposed to give
so
the woman pleasure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like and ribbing. It's like a rib condom.
It's like a rib condom. It's like a rib condom, but it's, like, beads in your dick.
South America, huh?
A guy would rather get rings put in his dick than wear a condom. Yes.
You would wait. You would rather get a guy what?
A guy would rather. No, I'm saying guys will do anything to not have to wear a condom.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want to wear a ribbed condom, so I will put rings in my dick.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, only fuck boys.
Only fuck boys.
Yes. Well, you know they have. Yeah, fuck that. A ring and.
I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to have.
I would
no
never
scalpel,
have any surgery
coming,
on my
no
dick.
No surgery next to my dick.
Well, they might put a scalpel in.
No circumcision. No nothing.
None
leave my dick alone.
No, I saw a guy that had a circumcision. Like he was like, I can just give you head. Like it was a hookup. He was like, I could just give you head because I had a circumcision like 2 weeks
like
ago.
Oh, like a recent one.
Yeah, and he had, like stitches on his dick.
Damn.
Did it look like Frankenstein?
Yes, it did. It was like Frankenstein all the way across his dick.
That couldn't have been a surgeon because I just did like.
Giggling.
But for some guys that are not circumcised, it's like really difficult for them to, you know, it's
difficult
it
for
hurts
them
sometimes.
No, it
like
doesn't.
Like for maybe not for you, some other guys it hurts. Like,
well,
or if they're not,
I
like,
was
clean.
When I was born, they you know they just circumcised everybody, but
no, they don't. I was
well,
born, I
well,
wasn't circumcised.
Well, they did it for me, and they said that well. We cut off most of it, but realistically, you're fine, and you ain't got to deal with it anymore, so I have to have a complaint sent, so, yeah.
The week before I was born, my mother said she heard a story where they were circumcising a boy, and they chopped his penis off.
Oh!
I heard those stories.
Yeah, so she was like, nah, he's good.
It's like a very American thing.
Don't even get a chance to use it.
Yeah.
Well,
not necessarily. It's,
I mean, they do it everywhere. I'm
I
just
think
saying,
it's
like,
more of like a,
they don't do it over in England at all.
No,
right,
I'm
that's what I'm saying.
That's like, what I was gonna say. It's
like,
more
in Europe, or like,
Europe,
it's
Europe,
not
and
common.
Latin countries,
to be
I feel like a lot of times they don't
are,
have.
Are you Mexican?
Damn.
No, you said yours. I'm asking.
Really? Really? Because I got the complexion.
No, because you said
because I got
Spanish.
The complexion.
Sí, yo hablo español.
Yeah, you said that earlier, and then you said minority. So I was figuring.
Tango. Sí, yo hablo, but I'm not Mexican. Where'd you get Mexican from? All that. I could be Cuban.
That's what my second question. I said, you Mexican, Cuban? Which one, though?
Y'all
which
be getting
one?
So offended when there's so many different countries. Okay.
Like, all right. Everyone in every South American country.
I'm only.
He tried to bust your balls.
I've heard it all. You know, like, as a matter of fact, you know what? Perfect example. I go to Florida. You know what the fuck I am?
Cuban.
When I go to, no. Fuck you. I'm Arab.
In Florida?
I go to fucking Disney.
I can see that now.
I go to Disney. My friend, what are you doing this?
Well, where
are
you from? Do they circumcise?
Huh?
Do they circumcise?
Well, I mean, I come from Queens, New York, so yeah. Oh. But my parents,
yeah.
See, that's
say,
the one thing I love.
I had
about
a lot of dick in Queens, and not all of them circumcised, okay?
Were they born before 1975?
And on that note.
Right. On that note, we got to wrap it up. Katie Jo, where can everybody find you at?
At Katie Jo Yo Fo Show on Twitter and Instagram.
Christian, what shows anybody, where can people find you at?
Well, on July, July 15th, we have a show at the Broadway Comedy Club. We're going to have our illustrious Aaron Smith here performing along with our a couple of friends, including a Mr. Kenny Ortega. So you can catch us there at the Broadway Comedy Club at July 15th. You can look us up at The Aaron Smith and Facebook, and or if you decide to look me up, you can just go through him.
Aaron Smith.
Well, he pretty much said what the fuck I
he
was
He just gave
say,
you all the plugs, right?
I will also be at Fast Be Funny on June 16th. And I also be July 15th. We'll be doing the Funny Underground Comedy Crew, like you said. It's going to be a great show. It's a premiere event. You can follow me on Twitter, Aaron L. Smith, Facebook, Aaron L. Smith, and all that good jazz.
Booyaku.
Jason Cross.
I'll be hosting at the Grizzly Pear tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And you can check me out at Laugh at First Sight. Sight is S-I-T-E.
I'm Roddy Downs. I'll be headlining at the Broadway Comedy Club on July 28th. Very excited about that.
You had to one-up everything and throw the headline here. You see how you just tried to trump everything?
This has been Big Talking Brewskies. You can catch us every Friday night, 6 to 8 p.m. You guys have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Understand nothing was done for me, so I don't plan on stopping at all. I want this shit forever, man, ever, man, ever, man. Shutting shit down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning the call. I want this shit forever, man, ever, man.